Morning, Didi woke me up, told me to accompany her. You only get a one-day break. Let's get you refurnished up. I already have an appointment book of Javed from Habib. Nope. Today I'll personally check what kind of salon you visit. I don't like people questioning my choices, da. But yes, she's not people. She's my sister. It's not my every time wala barber today. It's my sister's territory. Unisex salon of L'Oreal and not periphery. Entered the salon. She gave me menu card. I gently declined. Just give me a haircut, hair wash. To your other shines, I'm not inclined. You know, right? I have my preferences defined. My sister browsed the services while I monitored salon. Luckily, kinda empty, only handful of customers around. But I could hear only two kinds of voices in background. One, the English songs. Two, she was shouting in surround. Both me and the song in the background are listening worthy singles. And there I saw a girl who I want to listen to my entire life. It's difficult to figure out what has made her cheeks blush, new applied makeup, her default in her anger, Adeline rush. It's also difficult to answer my sister's next question. Kshitij, what happened? Have you found yourself a new crush? Trust me, okay? This girl, she looks even prettier in the process of turning pretty. The barber accompanied me to follow him to men's section. It's like the other side of mirror, too much of a separation, making it impossible for me to begin a conversation. After all, the best view for me is to glare at her reflection. Nidhi, please, can I get my hair spa done sitting beside you? Sister startled, worker stared. What I asked, is that even true? How should I explain it to her? I want that girl in my purview. Her hands, cheeks, face, dimples. There can be no prettier view. I know it's a female section, but it's a unisex salon, and as it is right now, it's empty. Not much work in your salon. I will upgrade my service from haircut, including hair spa. I'm giving you more money, so let me sit wherever I want. Of course, she heard whatever I said, and she did smirk at me. While I took the chair beside her, she did glare at me. Before the guy put the protein, I whispered to her in glee. I often come on Sundays. When do you come? Because I did not see. Usually I prefer evenings before my Saturday nights. I get my hair done, color and set, while evening dims the light. How lucky is the evening who gets to see your side? And there are unlucky like me who have working Saturday nights. If you wish to change your luck, you need to get your timings right. In that case, I'll need access to your schedule to keep myself uptight. To begin with, your 10-digit number should suffice. Coquettish, her smile, she accepted in delight. She got up to leave. I gave her a call. She saved my number with my sweet missed call. Want to drop her till the door, but my barber disallowed. I waved her a goodbye smile. She did not look after all. My sister did glare at me. I bowed my head down shy. She was no less than a fairy tale, the apple of my eye. To my utter surprise, she came by, gave some random reason a lie. Behind my chair she stood. In mirror we looked. We gave a romantic sigh. Since you're standing behind, why not teach me how to click a mirror selfie? She clicked a snap, shared image. I must say she was indeed stealthy. Next Saturday evening, L'Oreal Salon, would you meet me? How about today, Sunday night? Don't you want to be lucky to see me? Do I not want to be lucky to see her? For sure I want to. And hence, our story continues. That is me, KRK, signing off. Thank you.